make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. TITR Radio Pizza Party. What do you do? Make it louder, make it louder. Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party. It is April 14th, broadcasting live from the unceded territories at 101.9 FM. CITR, Unceded Territories of the Musqueam Peoples at the University of British Columbia.
Can you say that one more time? I don't think you repeated yourself more than twice there.
We are at some school in Canada.
On whose land?
The Musqueam Peoples. Okay, my name is, of course, Tristan Ashy Larry Wheeler, and I am here with...
I'm Jack. I'd rather not give my last name on the radio. And we have a special guest today. His name is Chris.
The Incomprehensible... Chris,
the Incomprehensible. You're a pro arm wrestler, we understand.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
But not that good.
Hey, you can just grab that mic and just have right at her, my friend. You can move it around.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just trying to figure things out.
That's fine. It's everyone's first try.
Pretty fancy setup you guys have here. So.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, we paid for everything in here.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
It was on stolen credit cards, but we paid for it. We went and bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really what matters. So, Jack, why don't you tell us what our show is? Tell the people.
Our show is we pick a topic out of a hat. We have a bunch... predetermined, and then we get our guest and us to talk about the topic for an hour or until they kick us out.
Yes.
Sounds pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah. So a bit of a recap before we get started. How has everybody been in the last
It is
weeks?
Final times for pretty much everyone here, no?
Yeah. Chris, you don't have finals for a while.
Yeah, what's your deal, Chris?
My finals start next Tuesday. Dang. So we've just been studying today. I'm at BCIT.
Oh, geez. B for better, BCIT, they always say.
I've said that one before.
Yes, you have. At a certain horrible apartment.
Chris is from a little country called England.
England. Whereabouts in England?
An hour south of London.
Okay.
But I spent most of my time in London.
Okay, where is an hour south of London?
It's called Tunbridge Wells. Or it's like
Tunbridge Wells, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's the most British name for the place.
It's called Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, because there was a watering hole that the king used to go to.
Yeah.
So he used to go down there and then
he had to get his own water?
It was fresh spring water.
He'd go for an hour from London?
Well, yeah, he brings the horse and carriage. And
he's like,
he had his entourage with him.
Probably has a big
Mark Wahlberg was there.
And Turtle.
Turtle. I love that guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we usually do distances by trains, in England. So it's an hour by the train.
Oh, so then by the drive, that'd be two?
An hour and a half. Not many people really drive.
I guess so.
Drive in the whole time.
It's a small country.
Yeah.
Small island. Small. I went there once.
T-Bone, how was your week?
My week was good. I had two exams in one day the other day. And I'm still reeling from that. That was lots of writing.
You recovered a little bit?
Yeah, I've recovered at this point. I've kind of come back. I'm detoxing from all the coffee I was drinking and that sort of thing.
You were in an awful way for a while there.
Awful?
Awful. He looked like a dead man.
This looked really, really bad. You know?
Yeah, it was terrible. You saw him the other night. That was right after
for
that.
A few days.
What about you, Jackie?
I'm
Jackie.
Good.
Jackie.
Jackie,
are you okay? Jack's actually dying. We need to...
I'm good.
He's fine.
I had...
close call.
Otherwise, people would have actually thought I was dying.
I know.
Thanks
that's
for the clarification.
I realized for a sec that, hey...
People might not
In case
know.
There's a paramedic listening and he's just kind of driving, I wonder if there's an injury going on. Then he's like, oh, here I come.
Gotta go. anyway, I've had a pretty good week. I had two exams. And other than that, I've been just sitting in my room with the lights off. Just not thinking about anything, just meditating.
Studying with the lights off?
No. Just sitting there on my bed, fully clothed.
I thought
for 6 days.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I got 100% on both of my exams. Because of that.
Because of that? That's amazing.
I just channeled the knowledge through myself.
That's one of those things, if you wish something, it will come true. Like one of those kind
of
new age
things.
Yeah,
I used The Secret.
Oh, yes. Tony Robbins sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's who that was. Anyway, should we pick a topic?
Why don't we pick ourselves a topic? So, Chris, you...
I'm grabbing it from the hat.
No, you grab it from the hat. So don't you touch that hat, Chris.
Okay.
Watch yourself. So we will get you to do that. And while Jack is doing a little bit of a saute to that hat. Shaking up the hat. We will play. Oh, we have so many topics now. We will play this.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
That is, of course, by Nicholas Morgan. Follow him on Bandcamp, Nicky Mo.
Okay. Gonna try and get, I did one here.
Oh, I'm really excited.
Extraterrestrials.
Yes! I've been looking forward to this one.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. I'm so happy. Okay.
Initial question. Do you believe in aliens?
It's no. It's a tough one.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there like a sort of a gray line?
In general, like in just the entire universe, do you think there's aliens?
I would say there is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. They might be similar to us. So not necessarily aliens. Just another form of life.
Ooh.
Now, that depends on what your definition of alien is.
Mulder and Scully.
Do you mean like
there might be another show right now on a different planet. Like, just the same question, you know, like Jack Lemmon and Tristan Wheeler.
Ooh, like a parallel, that's like parallel dimensions at that point.
We should have them on the show.
Ooh, I would hate them.
Maybe if you send out the signals now, in like 20 years, like...
It's only 20 light years away? That's really close.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, a couple million years then.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, sounds good.
Well, do you think, for both of you guys, Jack, do you believe in aliens?
I believe in aliens just statistically. There has to be something, but I don't know if I believe that they've been like abducting cow farmers.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, do you think aliens have come to Earth? I believe there are aliens somewhere, but I don't know if I'm skeptical if they've come. We're a bunch of which one's Scully, Mulder? We're a bunch of the skeptical ones, Scolder.
But what do you think about all the UFO sightings? Like, have they happened, or has it been years of just fake sightings?
Well, I don't know if the people like faked them, but I feel like there maybe was like a confusion or two.
Yeah. One or two confusions.
Yeah.
Someone ate the wrong food and then saw a few funny things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were in the woods like way back when. They ate a couple mushrooms they found under a tree.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, not regular mushrooms.
Oh, this is this is like caveman times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is caveman. Or a drunk college student.
Cave person.
Okay, let's be CC.
You're not just cavemen.
Caveman, correct. Anyway, I think aliens exist.
Okay, cave woman, Jack. You know, like, why does it have to be caveman?
Women were in caves, too.
No, they stayed outside in the rain. Cavemen were sexist.
How many cavemen do you think actually lived in a cave?
Four.
Chris, what about you?
I think four sounds pretty good. You know, two families of two. Sort of get a little bit of economies of scale going on. Maybe six, actually, because if you're hunting, you want three hunters, probably.
That's true. Yeah, I think it would take three guys.
Because you need one guy to sort of chase the mammoth. And then
two guys to just punch each of its eyes, then it's out.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Those two guys in the end are kind of coming in, kind of like, yeah, we're helping. Like, yeah, you're just doing the easy part.
Weren't they also having to run?
No, one guy had to run. The other guys had to get the eyes when it fell down.
No, but how were they chasing the mammoth? How were they always keeping up? Were they on the
They were in cars.
They were waiting in like a special area, you know?
Right, like in 300, they have the gully.
So one guy sort of chases them into like a little spot where they can take it down.
That's pretty much how they hunted mammoths.
But yeah,
I think we're talking about real mammoth, like actual hunting techniques. Yeah, I think that
they dug pits, and then that proves that aliens exist.
No, that proves that we all have a common, you know, intellectual link with our ancestors.
I was actually liking Jack's point. That means aliens exist.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They taught them.
Oh, yeah. This is like Inception. How the aliens were people, but from thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. Cavemen found out how to hunt mammoths from this show.
What did you say, Inception?
Interstellar. You know, the other Christopher Nolan movie starting with In. And our radio show is somehow going to get bounced back into some caveman's braces. And he'll go, guys.
Put in there by a cave orthodontist.
Yeah, I've got it. We can do it.
So that means you need eight people, because you need to have the one guy who's the orthodontist.
Yes.
Right, and the guy with braces who's in so much pain.
Have they used the mammoth teeth, you know, like just like when you lose a tooth, just sort of cut it down a little bit and
have a really
sharp one and just right in there?
Yeah. And he couldn't help because he was just always biting his tongue with his mammoth teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Jack. So yeah, UFOs. I think that's an interesting.
There's some videos that are really hard to explain.
That's the thing. But I think I'm the kind of guy that will think there's something like either like there was a freak like occurrence where like a plane was where it wasn't supposed to be or like something like that. that explains it.
I bet you hate surprise parties too.
Oh, I love a surprise party. It's happened to me a few times. What do you?
I've like, never had a surprise.
Have you?
Party.
Have any of you ever seen a UFO?
I haven't seen a UFO. No, like
no, not personally.
I thought I did once.
Did you?
Where? This How did a... you know you didn't see one?
Okay, so I was probably about 9 years old. I was sledding in my backyard with a friend of mine named Jonathan.
Jonathan.
So we were going down, and like he was like a couple years. I think he was like 12. Like he was a bit older than me. So we're just sledding, like snow sledding in my backyard. And something went overhead. And it was probably just a plane that was really low or something. But
why would there be a plane that low in the sticks of Castlegar?
I don't know. Well, there's an airport in Castlegar.
I don't believe that for a second.
Could be a satellite maybe or a helicopter.
There's a really close, orbiting helicopter.
How far above are we talking?
That's the thing. Like I was so young, I don't know if I could. It seemed close, but that's maybe because when my friend saw it, he screamed, "It's a UFO!" And I got really scared. I'm like,
"How old were you again?"
I was probably about 9 years old.
Okay, that's the prime UFO age.
So were you pretty worried about being abducted?
I was, honestly.
You had to, like, sled down really fast? Or
yeah, I was like, you gotta go.
Beat your friend
the
down the hill.
Right behind. Oh, yeah. No!
It takes one of you, so you have to beat your friend, otherwise.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're being chased by a bear, you just have to be faster.
Or than
a shark,
the alien.
Or a shark.
Yeah, than the alien. Or a shark. You just have to run faster than the shark.
You have to swim. That's not too hard, is it?
I've seen
you get on land.
Usain Bolt's a shark in disguise. That's a fact.
Yeah. Or cheetah?
Is it? No.
Yeah.
Is that a real fact?
That's a human fact.
What sort of shark is he?
Bull shark.
Hammerhead.
He's a Jamaican shark.
Okay.
Yeah. Were there a bunch of those in the Shark Tale movie? I feel like there were.
Jamaican sharks? There was a Jamaican, like, jellyfish. There was, like, a Rasta jellyfish, which maybe was problematic, maybe. I don't know. But it was, like, because his...
Would it be the dreads?
Yeah, the dreads, and then, like, the kind of bulbous kind of part of the jellyfish was kind of, like, his, like, the hat, like, that. Those types of kind of like hats, like those Rasta hats.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Mum."
Was it red, yellow, and green?
No, he was gold. No, he was like a purple jellyfish.
Well, like the Jamaican flag.
Yeah.
No, it was like a normal, like it wasn't colored like that, but it was like a Jamaican jellyfish.
Was he having chicken nuggets? You know,
like, what?
That's what Usain Bolt eats before. Like,
oh, yeah. He like
I was
only
so
ate chicken nuggets.
He's like, I don't trust the food in China, so he just had chicken nuggets.
That makes sense. I mean,
chicken nugget power hour every day.
The chicken. We're not doing that.
We are so gonna do that.
But no, that makes sense given like McDonald's is a kind of homogenous sort of food thing.
We've got really sidetracked. If aliens exist, what would they look like,
Chris?
I mean, that's a really tough question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you want?
Seems like everything you're saying is a tough question. So this is good. We're hard hitting.
Yeah.
No, it's just like
a real journalist.
I'm trying to imagine what I feel like an alien would look like. I guess I'm like really, really clever. You know, probably a big brain, big head.
Oh yeah.
Because you need to be pretty smart to develop like all that technology and like find a way to travel that far in a sufficient way. Probably like a little slimy, a little bit like a reptile, like a reptile and a mammal combined, which we haven't really experienced.
Would half of them be hairy and half be scaly?
No, it'd be hairy.
Like Two-Face.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it'd be sorry.
Yeah, no, I think they'd be like a little scaly and slimy, and you know, like, but then again, have like hair maybe on their head.
Oh,
this is quite.
This sounds like a gross thing.
Image.
Like they might have eyebrows. Maybe. Like,
would they have eyebrows?
That's up for debate.
That's a real question. I'd say they
would. They lay eggs.
Would they sweat? Because that's why we have eyebrows.
Would aliens sweat or lay eggs, Chris? What do you think?
I think they'd definitely sweat. Yeah. Everyone gets stressed now and again. And,
dogs don't sweat.
That's true. They pant.
Yeah, but dogs aren't like super smart though.
That's
true. So.
True. That's what separates us from dogs.
Yeah, they're pretty smart, but they're not quite as smart as humans.
Right. Yeah, you never see a dog drive a car.
Like, they don't need to worry about their English final and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
You can see some pretty dumb people drive a car, and they're still smarter than a dog.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I remember seeing a very happy looking dog, and I said to my friend, "Wouldn't it be great to be a dog?" And he just goes, "No, you wouldn't have thumbs."
Yeah.
I was like, why would you ruin this for me?
Yeah. You guys didn't answer my question, though, about the laying eggs, which I want.
They would lay eggs, and they would sweat uncontrollably.
They'd lay eggs.
That's how they'd get the eggs out.
Chris, do you think an alien would lay eggs?
So how would, like, So how would like so the alien choose a wife alien and then she lays an egg?
Well, who knows?
That's are the aliens monogamous? That's a good
yeah.
So, so she lays the egg and then he fertilizes the egg somehow. Like,
I'm not positive how eggs work. At
that's
all.
Usually what happens.
This sounds like a horror movie. Just the
this
reproduction
man with
of these
a full
aliens.
Head of hair yeah. and eyebrows okay. covered in scales
and sweat,
slimy
sweat is lays, fertilizing lays an egg. Are they tall? Are they humanoid?
They are 6 inches tall and 30 feet long.
No, they're pretty tall. They're like human shaped. You know, we obviously have one of the.
So,
efficient...
are you just describing like the fly from the movie The Fly?
I've never
like,
seen that movie. So,
oh, he gets no. gross
Can
in that movie.
We pull up the photo.
We'll pull up a photo of the fly. But yeah, so what
I say gray skin as well.
Gray
like,
skin,
grayish skin.
Oh, so
so he's basically. Like a shut-in that's... Well, I guess shut-ins don't lay eggs.
That's an image of the fly. That's Jeff Goldblum.
No, he'd be a little different. He'd have, like, nicer skin, you know? He'd be
he'd
all
be
gray.
A little less gross. The, yeah, and the fly less... is very gross.
Yeah, he's not the nicest
looking.
Yeah,
he was modeled after you, Tristan.
Hey. No.
Oh.
Not for me.
Yeah. But, it's a tough one because no one knows, do they?
Nobody
Well,
knows.
That's what we're trying to find out here.
I mean, I'm not smart enough, though, I don't think, to... give you a definite answer.
Well, that's what that's the fun of entertainment.
That's true.
You don't have to be smart.
Yeah.
yeah.
To make and then thousands of people just take what you say.
Howard Stern's not smart, I don't think.
I mean, in a way, he's probably business savvy.
Yeah.
That man.
But everything he says, people listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like this guy.
Donald Trump.
He's a bit rude as well. He's a bit more like
Howard Stern, he's an edgy guy.
He is he's in full on edge.
And this channel is PG-13, isn't it?
I would say PG-13.
I'd say PG-12 or 11. But it's PG something.
So what's the difference between PG-11 and PG-13?
It's a PGA tour. This
you
is what
can
this
say
is.
11 swear words a minute in 11 and 45 in 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Swear words a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not even like Scarface does that with like the amount of, because it's like the one of the most F-wordy ones around.
What's 40?
F-wordy?
Who's like, F-wordy? Did he write Scarface and he swore a lot?
Yeah. He was a like a pirate, that man.
Yeah.
F-wordy. So why don't we go to a break?
Let's bail out of this.
Yeah, why don't we bail out of F-40? We'll go to a break here. We'll be back talking more about extraterrestrials. They might lay eggs.
Who knows?
Who knows? We don't know. We're not intelligent space scientists.
We're just radio hosts.
We're just radio hosts who decided to do this. So what I'm going to play here is The Mad Scientist by Nick Morgan. And we're going to play that featuring Cody Sloot on the keys. I know both of these men, so this will be exciting.
Okay, goodbye.
The Mad Scientist.
You can like fuck around and make it like do like shit.
So the Mad Scientist, working hard away in his laboratory. On what he believes will be his greatest experiment yet. He will find a way to physically ascend dimensions. They called him crazy. They called him a lunatic. I was mad, they said. But I'll show them. I'll show them all. So the great doctor fired up his chalkboard, started mathing up a storm. Powered up in a photon generator and began firing proton and beta waves at his own brain. And he felt it. His physical body was literally ascending. But there was this one thing the good doctor didn't account for. The poor doctor had a high ceiling, but there was still a ceiling. And what will he do when he ascends only up to it with an acceleration that doesn't stop? The doctor is pushed up against the ceiling, and he feels the pressure rise. His skin is being pressed against it so hard He feels like he's blending in with the material of the wall itself. He feels his bones and muscle nearly eating each other, they're being so flattened. He's a pancake at this point, smeared across the ceiling. Feels each individual cell in his body break apart. But for some reason, our good doctor can still think and feel every emotion being forced against him. He knew something was still happening. Could it be? Was he really ascending to the next realm or plane of existence, perhaps? As the pressure begins to lift, he begins to actually see something again. Light. It's at the end of the tunnel. Is he dead? Was he wrong about all his scientific beliefs, and was it really any sort of religions? Or is this something else? Is he being reborn? Something new? Perhaps. It's up to you. And then he felt him. The pressure came back. He heard a beeping. Rushed, hurried footsteps. Then he felt like he was sliding. Slid. Right out that pussy. Was a newborn baby, but in space, like in 2001 A Space Odyssey, where he went to the room where he saw himself die, and then like also grow old and was reborn and saw the universe explode. It's a pretty cool shit, dude. Watch that movie, Stanley Kubrick.
Saturday, April 15th, a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is taking place in the Grand Lux Hall of the Western Front, located at 303 East 8th Ave. Tickets are available at Zulu Records, Neptune Records, and both Red Cat Record locations. There will be raffle prizes from Anita Sikma, Nimbus School of Recording, Live Nation, John Fluvog, Tea Leather and Wood, The Juice Truck, Pizzeria Barbarella, CITR, and many more. Doors are at 6, show is at 6:30.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis, make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Pizza Party on 101.9 CITR. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia.
Yeah.
And the thanks, Tristan, my
such
hype
nice
man.
Day like today.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Beautiful
day.
Out here.
It's great. Yeah, and Chris is just saying. If I can finish the intro,
sorry.
Please. My name is Jack, no last name. And we are, the theme of our show is extraterrestrials. Every week we pick a topic out of a hat. And this is the one we've been burdened with this week. My co-host is Tristan You have a last name, right?
Yeah, my last name is no last name.
No last name, okay.
Yeah.
And Chris, what is yours?
Chris Atkinson.
That's a regular last name. I think it's fine, yeah. You're allowed to?
I'm okay with it.
And yeah. So yeah, our topic is extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask, do aliens have bones?
We asked this for a specific reason, Christopher.
We know a man right now who has his arm in a sling.
Yeah. I think aliens do have bones. You know, they have to, don't they?
Yeah.
That's how they move their limbs.
Well, but, they could just be
they
big
could,
they sacks
don't
of
need
meat.
To be, yeah, they
but
could
I also think
be
aliens, their bones regenerate a lot faster.
Right.
So,
that would be
like,
very convenient.
So if you break your arm, it's like a lot faster healing process.
It's not a big deal. It's
an
just
ordinary
a
human.
Speaking of broken arms, what happened to you there, bud?
Yeah. You currently have your arm in like a makeshift. Well, it isn't a makeshift. It's an actual medical brace.
Yeah.
But it isn't an actual cast. And then this sort of breast cancer ribbon sling around your
oh,
neck.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I actually got diagnosed with breast cancer as well.
Wow.
At the same time, so that, this is unrelated.
It happens
to
men, too.
To
it's just for fun.
Yeah,
it's your very public
way
to show support.
That's why it's pink, you know?
Of course. Okay, so what happened?
What happened to you, Chris?
What did you do?
Well, I'm in the mining program at BCIT, and we were doing a trip up north to like Williams Lake and the 100 Mile House.
Yeah.
So it's the last day of the trip. We're at the 100 Mile House and having a few too many drinks. And for some reason, I thought arm wrestling was like a safe thing to do. You know,
it
you just
always
like,
is with miners.
I mean, generally, yeah.
Like usually, the worst thing that happens is your ego. You know, like your pride
that's
just
true.
Goes down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's no lasting effects. Mm-hmm. But in this one, unfortunately, halfway through. I thought someone punched me in the back of the arm just as hard as possible. And pretty much like,
was it your bicep? It's your bicep, right?
Well, it's the bone in between the bicep
the
and the tricep.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Like it's your upper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it, for some reason, I actually hit my tricep more
at
the time. And then, I had a friend who was like, Oli. I think you know him as well.
Yeah.
So he was trying to figure out what was wrong with me because I could feel my elbow moving around a little bit.
Oh.
So initially I thought it might be dislocated elbow. But
it was not.
It
was
not.
A spiral fracture.
Oh, yeah. I've had a spiral fracture.
What position were you in when you were you sitting at a table arm
wrestling? No, we were lying down.
Like on your bellies?
Down.
Yeah, like on our bellies. It was a really bad idea. And my friend, you know, I thought I beat him quite easily. But like he sort of put me in a bad position from the start. I was a little bit like, you know, I was below 90 degrees.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh no, like I need to really like.
And you put too much effort in.
So I was like slowly getting back. And then,
you snapped
so
your
So it was
arm,
more
like,
so you broke your own arm?
Yeah. Like, the muscles just broke my arm somehow.
Oh my Lord. Oh.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. That's kind of like almost
like,
impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like Bo Jackson.
Yeah. We talked about Bo Jackson before.
Yeah. Because it's damn impressive.
It's when the muscles are stronger than your bones. Like, I don't drink enough milk. So.
That's your problem. If you were drinking milk at the time,
yeah,
you would have won. You would have won the belt.
I guess so. Yeah, I really wanted that belt too, so I was a bit upset.
Was it for a belt?
Yeah. Like it was for the WWE one. They stole it.
Oh wow,
that's
impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
So, after that story, maybe we'll go into just a quick little shout out thing here. We'll get Chris to do a few shout outs.
These are for some donations we got recently.
Here so I'll play our little song. Just do your best.
Okay. So our first donation is Marmaduke Tribble Koch, $6. That's a nice person there.
He's a great guy.
Second donation is Andy Brundy Cassidian IV, and he donated $69. There's quite a few $69 here. I'm not sure that's
it's weird.
Was the reward to get the shout out was $69.
Yeah. And then Your Majesty Lumpkins was also $69. And then Chardonnay Pantastico, $69. That actually sounds like quite a nice wine. Like, is that how much the wine costs, $69?
It's a very nice wine, yeah.
And then the final donation is Fiery Cushman for $420.
Weird.
Yeah, can you read off the first
name
on the list?
Yeah, what's the first name on the list there? There's two, I think it's a two.
Yeah, Manam Iskins. And I want to die. Well, I'm not sure what the first one's meant to be. Manam.
There's an R in it in the second one.
Oh, is it?
It's E S K R I S.
Okay, I'm just gonna leave it. Chat. Why don't you say that one?
Well, it was supposed to be Minam is Chris,
oh,
and I
Minam,
want to die.
Oh. I see.
Yeah.
I was a little slow on that one.
That was shoutouts.
That was a fun time. My name.
Yeah, thank you for everyone keeping the show alive. It's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty
those
cool setup.
Completely
you have.
Real people.
100% real people. Like, that
they must be, no?
Yeah, totally. I mean, this piece absolutely. Of paper looks very official,
yeah.
doesn't
yeah,
it, Chris?
That's straight from the printer. That
yeah, we printed that.
Like you signed it at the bottom, you know? That's all I need.
Yeah, like I can sign anything and it's yeah. real. Like, yeah. that's kind of how the radio works. It's a visual, it's an audio medium. See, he just signed something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really cool thing.
So
that's all real.
Our topic today is aliens, if you guys haven't figured that out. Extraterrestrials specifically. So extraterrestrials doesn't necessarily mean aliens. It means something not of Earth. It could also be creatures that live interdimensionally or in between planets. What do you guys think of that?
That would still be an alien.
Nope.
Okay, so what's your definition of alien?
An alien is a kind of like what we were talking about, like a little creature.
So maybe
a life form not of our Earth.
That lives on another Earth.
Can aliens live on asteroids? Or can anything live on an asteroid? Just because that's like,
no, know,
specifically
that's
Canadians can live on asteroids.
Not Canadians, just can anyone.
Oh, I thought you said it. Oh.
Yeah, they said Canadians as well.
Yeah,
but then I was like, he wouldn't have said that. He would have said aliens.
Well, Canadians can take the cold pretty well. You know?
We can,
like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
Do you think asteroids are cold?
I think they're extremely cold.
They're very cold, like 1 or 2 degrees.
Chris, would you want to mine an asteroid? And what if you did and there was an alien civilization in an asteroid? What would your reaction be? What would you do?
Well, what?
Well, mining an asteroid would be pretty unbelievable. I think they're trying to eventually, you know, like come up a few ways to do that.
Okay, this is like 100 years in the future. This is possible. But you're in charge
of
it.
And I found the aliens on it.
You found
well, what sort of aliens?
Like the ones you were talking
they're
about
racist.
Earlier.
They're pretty cool, those aliens.
They are racist.
Yeah.
They're racist
aliens.
Like nasty racist.
Well, what I would try and do, I'd probably
they have a little
try
alien
and,
KKK.
I'd probably try and, you know, like join the alien clan. And maybe
how would they you?
No. This is a long term.
Okay. I don't hear. Okay.
And you know, like join the society. Maybe find like an alien wife. You know, like
weird.
Have some alien
you're
kids.
You're just straight
gross.
Up
because then I could mine the asteroid, and you know, like it'd be a bit easier.
Why wouldn't you just kill the aliens rather than having children with an alien?
Well,
racist?
But then less aliens die.
Yeah, I don't want to kill the aliens.
Just because they're racist
or
doesn't mean
they
can
just go to a different
die,
asteroid.
Yeah. Yeah, but what if like the only thing to mine's on this asteroid?
Yeah, also, like, it's probably super expensive once you've committed to mining an asteroid. You kind of have to...
So you're going to tell one of your employees? Or would you be an employee or a free contractor?
He's the head of it.
You're
I'd
the
be,
head?
I'd be sort of like Avatar a little bit, you know? The guy who goes, you know...
Oh, Jake Sully.
Oh,
yeah.
Avatar.
Right.
To the tree.
I thought you meant The Last Airbender. I was like, what scenario does he make friends with an alien?
No, the film.
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
They're blue.
So you'd kind of Pocahontas it a little.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then you'd have a good story to write as well, because you'd have like first-hand knowledge of the aliens.
Then you have a memoir.
Yeah, you have a book deal right there. Probably a TV show. about your life.
I Married an Alien. So here's the thing we were talking about earlier, about how if aliens lay eggs, because I think we established that.
Yeah, they do. They.
How is Chris
going to
have a baby with an alien?
How are you going to fertilize the egg? Would you be sweating a lot and covered in slime and scales?
That's a real tough question, you know? But I don't know. It's 100 years down the road, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
So there's probably going to be some technology.
You'd be 120
maybe there'll be some like spray. You can just sort of like, like window sprays. Just like do a few things and just like.
Well, the thing is, it's Chris is going to go down in the hole. He's going to be the first guy to go down in the alien hole. Where the not like where the mining is,
Tristan? What are you talking about?
Where the mining is?
I thought this was PG 11.
No,
where the mining is, where he finds a civilization, and as soon as he sees a civilization, he crawls up and he says, "We need some technology to fertilize some alien eggs."
Yeah,
via human.
I think it'd be quite cool to have.
Not an alien. You're gross.
Going into an alien.
It's always interesting to see, like, when, you know, like crossbreeding a little bit. That's how you have so many species of dogs. Like, you know,
that's a good point.
But granted, a dog, like a Shih Tzu and a bulldog are both
they're
dogs.
They're the same species.
But they're different.
I
varieties.
Mean, sometimes horses and donkeys, you know, they
that's
can.
That's true, but they don't make fertile youth.
Yeah.
Do they not?
Mules are infertile.
Okay.
Yeah, Merle's can't. Merle Streep.
Well, that might be one of the, you know, one of the problems my kids might have.
Oh, that's a good point. That's not for him to worry about. He just got all the gold. I'm assuming it's gold on this asteroid.
Alien gold.
Yeah.
So it's green rather than
gold. Yeah. Emeralds and stuff like
they're
that.
They're emeralds and gold.
Alien emeralds, which are gold, and the gold's green.
I'm really liking this.
This is a great scenario. If I was in that thing, one, I'd get a degree in mining.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I would just take the asteroid back to Earth.
What?
Like, I drag it back.
Like, with your spaceship, it's sort of like...
Yeah.
Harpoon onto one end.
Exactly.
And just like drag it back.
I'd winch it back to Earth.
Okay.
And let them figure it out.
You'd have to
Wait, that's such a horrible...
I'd let Earth figure it out.
So you'd
what
be like...
I to care?
But, Earth's not, like, the nicest place, you know? We have Trump and stuff.
Well,
like,
these aliens are racist. They'll like him.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Wait, if they're really racist, why wouldn't I just...
They're probably not like you.
Why wouldn't I drag them further away?
What?
Like,
from
I'd be
whom?
Like, we.
Oh, from Earth?
Yeah, I'd be like, well, we got enough racists here. Racists. We have enough racists.
That's what
here.
They eat. That's their, like, the Cheez-Its, but racists.
Oh. And I just drag them way further away from Earth and leave them.
They'd probably be okay with that, too. Because they want to be, like, they're like,
well,
I want
to. I would be, like, heading towards another planet.
So, what planet would you choose? Maybe a close one, so they can sort of like be close by in case we ever need them again.
In case we ever need a bunch of alien.
Like, if I want to see my kids, you know, I don't want to go like too far. Like,
true.
Pluto would take a while. So
that would.
Cold,
I'd say the moon. Just drag them.
The moon is so close.
Moon would be a great place.
The moon's too close for me.
Is it?
Close is too close for alien racists?
Like Mars, okay. At least, or Venus, at least.
Mars would be probably.
What about the sun?
Sun, that's just going to kill them all. And even though they're alien racists, I don't want to, like, I'm not that kind of guy. Like, yeah. I'm not vengeful like that.
What if there was a few who weren't, like, it's the whole alien tribe racist?
Right? Oh, there's, like, a few good Samaritanians.
Yeah. A few liberals in there?
A few kind of, like,
those
progressive guy aliens.
Like, hey, guys, we need some taxes. Like,
come on, we got to start doing actual things here.
We got to build some roads and hospitals.
Yeah, they're very for healthcare. They voted Bernie Sanders.
They're so racist. They can't even think about building
But then
roads.
Again.
They're like,
but didn't we establish the aliens, they have, like, regeneration powers?
Oh, yeah.
So they might not
right.
even need hospitals.
Which
That's
is,
true.
Which is probably what some of the racist this aliens say. They're like, we don't even need that many hospitals.
Yeah. This is a bunch of racist alien Wolverine.
And it's not like they need, like, child, like, maternity wards, you know, because they just have the eggs and they just hatch. So
it's true. Mm-hmm. Penguins don't have maternity wards. They lay eggs.
Yeah.
That's true.
No birds do, actually, I'll venture to say.
I'll say anything that is...
A single bird does not have a maternity ward.
You know,
I'll
go as far as saying only humans have maternity wards.
No. Giraffes do.
No, right, of course.
Yeah, they have really tall hospitals.
And don't kangaroos have them?
In a way, they're built in.
Yeah, right. In the pouch.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, you were the guy to have on here.
Bombs. Got the knowledge.
Well, while we're talking about eggs and other things, we're going to play a little game called... one moment.
It's a new segment.
It's a new segment we invented. It's called What's Gross?
Oh, I need to start.
No. Just this is the theme song. Right.
Chewy, we're home.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so that was just a gross sound, and then a clip from the highest grossing movie.
You're real proud of that joke, aren't you? The highest grossing movie.
Of all time, Force
That's
Awakens.
So gross, you know? Like.
It was disgusting. I took my headphones off for that. I couldn't handle it.
I hated that.
So what grosses you out, Chris?
What's gross?
What's gross?
What's gross? What is gross? I guess not showering for a while is pretty gross, isn't it?
Well,
yeah, that's that.
That's sort of
my opinion.
Like, how long?
My current situation right now. I go for once a week showers.
Oh, because you have the arm.
Wow.
Yeah. So sort
or
of
is
kind
it,
of
is that brutal. Regular or just because of the arm?
Just well, I mean, I used to do twice a week, but you know, it's sort of so it sort of
like
messed,
the queen.
Sort of messed me up a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, so you sort of approach like the sixth and seventh day, and you start to feel pretty gross. You know,
yeah.
Like when you sleep, you're sweating a bit, and you're like, wow, I really want to have a shower, but wait,
such
I can't.
An endeavor. Yeah,
it's a tough one. So
that's brutal. T-Bone, what do you find gross?
I find eating, like, dirt gross. Like, if I was to grab a big handful of mud from the side
See,
of the street, I'd think
me.
That's gross.
I am a big fan.
Oh, weird. That's kind of like, I guess that's one of those things we will never agree on.
Yeah, this is why we hate each other so much.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jack? What do you find gross?
Okay. Maggots.
I'll put skin flakes into mine
yeah,
as
maggot,
well.
Yeah, maggot.
Do you put skin flakes into your dirt?
Yeah, that's what makes it,
it
grosser.
Oh,
actually, maggots are really gross.
Maggots are disgusting.
What happens if it was maggots in your skin creating skin flakes? Like that, and the maggots came from the dirt.
Oh, that's so gross.
And the reason why the maggots came is he didn't have a shower for like a month, you know?
Damn, this is one big disgusting loop.
Like, does that beat the grossest film of all time, or
the highest grossing film? I think it beats Force Awakens.
That's definitely. We have now found out what is gross.
That's pretty gross.
I'll just move to the chewy part. Sure, that works.
All right, that was a very quick outro for What's Gross.
That was a very gross conversation. I don't know if we could do that again.
We were actually pretty fast.
I think
that might
be a one-time game.
We found the grossest thing within like a minute.
Yeah, that was quick. We now know. Scientists are real, what's gross? And we'll be able to say, hey.
We have a few options for grossness, and it is not the highest grossing film, which there is a clip from, which I'm very happy that I was able to do.
Should we do something other than talking about gross stuff? Please? God.
Yes.
Why don't we do the opposite, you know? Like,
well,
what's clean?
Why don't we go to a song?
Let's, please.
Go to a song. This is the Spaceballs theme song, because we're allowed to play one other song that's not CanCon, so this is what we chose.
All right.
This is from the film Spaceballs.
Who's it by?
The Spinners.
Who are they?
I don't know.
John Spinner and Sons.
John Spencer, Sean Spicer.
If you're living in a bubble and you haven't got a care, well, you're gonna be in trouble, cause we're gonna steal your air. Cause what you got is what we need, and all we do is dirty deeds. We're the Spaceballs. Watch out! We're the Spaceballs. We're the masters of space.
Hey, don't mess around
with the Spaceballs. Spaceship, we're so good at being bad. We'll destroy your little planet if you ever get us mad. We're mothers of the galaxy, you better scatter when you see the Spaceballs. Watch out! We're the Spaceballs. We're the masters of space.
Say what? Don't mess around. Softly.
fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Point Grey, Vancouver, UBC campus, CITR, unceded territories. My name is Tristan, and I'm here with Jack.
Hey, it's
and
me.
Chris.
Hey.
And before we begin, Jack has just kind of a bit of a something to say.
Pretty serious message.
Hey,
Willie Linsky, if you're listening to this, can you give your mom a call? Because nobody's heard from you in a couple of days. So can you please give somebody a call?
Yeah, Willie.
Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, I hope you're doing okay. Hope you're listening. Anyway, see you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, back to the show.
All right, we'll just go back.
Let's go a bit less serious than that.
Yeah, that's okay. So our topic today was
aliens.
Aliens, extraterrestrials, which we don't know if they correlate. I mean, I think they don't.
I think they're the exact same thing.
Chris, do you think they're the exact same thing?
I'm going to go with Jack on this one. You know. Good. Seems a little easier.
United front.
ET, extraterrestrial, correct or not correct?
Yes. No, what else would it stand for? Edgar Thompson?
Yeah, his name was Edgar Thompson. That's why everyone loved him so much.
Yeah.
Right, Chris?
Yeah, no.
I just kind of.
I don't know what else there was to add.
I don't know. I threw you under the bus there a little.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another thing ET should stand for, but extraterrestrial sounds the best.
It does stand the best. It stands the test of time.
Yeah. And it was a pretty good film, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a classic.
The walkie-talkies.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen E.T.?
I've never seen E.T., and I refuse to.
Little bit before your time, maybe.
That was mine and Chris's time.
I have a few more years on you. So, you know, like,
right.
I was like 2 when I watched it, so you weren't probably alive. So, you know, you missed out on it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
I was actually 12. I showed it to Chris.
You were 12. How old are you?
I was 12.
Yeah.
12 years older than Chris.
Yeah, I'm 12 years older than Chris.
Actually.
However old Chris is.
Yeah. 10 years older than however old Chris is. That's how you measure how old you are.
Yeah, I just give him a call when I need to tell someone my age.
All right, so does that wrap up our discussion of aliens?
I think it does.
Hop into a quick little
game? I think
we're
going to hop into a little game called Fake News. You ready?
This sounds pretty good.
This is a great game.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
That is our very quick theme song for fake news.
Fake news. So the idea of fake news is, Chris, I'm going to give you maybe
and
Jack, but yeah. You kind of know.
I helped you write
you
them.
Helped
we'll
them
pretend
write them.
I didn't know what they are.
We're going to give you 3 headlines.
Okay.
One of them is true, and the other 2 are fake.
Okay.
They're news headlines.
Recent news headlines?
Yeah, like within the last
yeah, I think one of these is even from the last hour. So
okay.
Yeah, like this last third one, I think, is the last hour.
All right, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a French political party, Le Soir à Coup, my French is not the best, is calling for the legalization of marijuana, prostitution, and murder.
So, fake news.
Do you think that's true or fake news?
I think that's fake news.
All right, I'll tell you at the end.
I'll tell you at the end. I think real.
Wait, how many of these are fake news again?
Just one.
No, two are fake.
Two are fake.
One is true.
You should tell me all 3 of them before.
Okay, that's okay. We'll do that.
Retract that.
All right, we'll track that.
Unless I hear something.
Roll back the tape. All right, the second one. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Not Dwayne The Rock Wheeler.
Who is my dad. Was found at a Dutch brothel wearing blackface.
Which is weird, because he's Samoan.
Yeah,
what's the last one?
BCIT Mining Engineer Program has lost accreditation due to fraudulent practices.
So 2 of these are fake news?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Well, I say the third one's fake news. So I haven't heard anything. Unless, like...
This, we're talking, like, in the last hour. You looked this up in one of the breaks.
It is. I'd be sort of bad, you know, for me. Maybe, well, not so much, maybe. Because I'm planning on track. Okay, so... I say the second and third are fake news. And the first is real.
Okay. None of them are real.
None of them are real.
We gotcha.
We gotcha. And that was an episode of...
Fake News.
Question. You are fake news.
You are fake.
Don't you find fake news in general pretty funny? Because I swear it never existed before, like, last six months. And then,
well, like,
suddenly...
there was always The Onion, but it never took itself as serious.
Yeah.
And now there's ones that are, like,
well, now I say if you disagree with someone, you just call it fake news.
Fake news.
That's what Mr. Donald does.
Sorry, Tronald Dump, were you about to say?
No, you know, Mr. the man, you know, the big guy, the chief there.
You said that like you were worried if he's gonna come and get you if you like.
Well, what if he bombs this place?
Well, with one of those really, really big bombs, he sends
Moab.
Right on this Moab radio station.
Yeah,
that would be pretty precise.
I mean, he probably
he might be listening to it right now, and he like listens to
Mad Dog Mattis would get us
sort of taking the mic out of him. With his
fake
news.
He wouldn't like it. I would be very shocked. One, if Trump knew what UBC was. And two, that he was listening to the student-run radio station. I would be flattered. I still don't like him.
Would you be flattered?
I'd be like, wow.
Jack would be flattered. That says something about Jack there.
Don't mute my mic.
We'll mute you. I can mute whoever I need to here.
I'd be...
Fake news.
Like, one, how does he know who we are? And two, please don't kill us.
Well, I think he spends a lot of time on like Google and the weird sort of forums and stuff.
Well, he spends all his time on... He spends all his time on Breitbart
comments, you know, like weird, like...
He goes
like deep in the web.
Yeah.
He goes on that like weird, like you have to go in like a proxy server and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play another game here. And then
What's it called?
It's called, it's one of our favorite games around here, Impressions. I clear my throat in the song.
Okay, stop. You don't need to say that every time. Just cut a half second off the intro.
We can
like
go on together. With Impression Minds.
Impression Minds.
And we can build our dreams with Impression Minds.
That is Impression Minds by myself. I clear my throat in the song, in the recording, not in the studio. Because I'm a professional of some
standing. Like a half professional. You aren't a professional when you record the theme songs, but you are in the studio when you're live.
Yeah, of course. That's where it matters.
Okay, should we get started with these impressions?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
So our first person to impress? It's impressions. You have to make good impressions.
Impress me, Tristan. Impress me.
To do an impression of is Christopher Walken. Do you guys know who Christopher Walken is? You share a first name with him. Do you have a connection there?
I don't actually know if I do know who he is.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
What's he?
Here. I'll look up a picture.
Have you...
Christopher Walken?
He's been in a bunch of stuff. You know, in Pulp Fiction, the soldier that gives the guy the wristwatch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, here.
Oh,
like, he has a very distinct way of talking.
Like, the lion speech. Let's see what this is.
All right. I might let you guys start on this one, then.
I hope there's no swears in this, actually. Let's just go ahead a little.
Huge mane out there.
This guy.
He's laying down under a tree.
Oh, yeah, I know he is.
Okay.
What movie is this from?
I have no idea. Okay, we've established who Christopher Walken is. Okay, so I will do my impression of Christopher Walken.
I'm excited.
We'll go then to Jack and then to Chris.
All right, clockwise.
The ice is going to break. I'm Christopher walking around. In here, and I just wanna lay down on the ground.
That's pretty good.
Where was? Okay, anyway,
that's from The Dead Zone. He smashes a vase and he's like, "The ice is gonna break."
Okay, your father took the watch and he shoved it up his
bum.
So that the soldiers couldn't get at it. Okay, that's mine.
You know, I'm actually wondering if Christopher Walken, was he in Zootopia? Have you seen Zootopia?
I haven't seen it. Anyway.
Okay.
No.
Just do your best.
I'm trying to think what to say there, like the words.
Yeah.
Do the intro to this show.
The ice is gonna break.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the intro of the show.
No. I'm really bad at impressions.
That's fine. We are too.
Why do you think we got you to do them?
There's one on Zootopia, which I think is pretty funny. It's like the little mouse.
Just do that.
Yeah, he's like, give it a shot.
You come here on my granddaughter's birthday or wedding.
This is like Marlon Brando, like Godfather.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know which one. Yeah, it's the Mafia man.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember.
So
this
you make me bring the polar bears, ice them. And they ice them. But it might actually be the same person because ice seems to be a frequent frequent subject.
You only take movies if there's ice in the script.
There's the word ice. So who do you think did the best?
I think Chris.
I think I did the best as well.
Sure, I'll go along with the crowd.
All right. Who do we have next?
Our next person is where did the notes go? John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Do you know John Wayne?
I do know John Wayne. Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, you know John Wayne?
I do know John Wayne. Go first.
All right. Well, pilgrims, it's me, John Wayne.
Oh, God.
Pilgrims.
Oh, man. Sorry, what was that?
That was my John Wayne. I held my belt and everything. Did you see that?
I saw it.
Yeah, I held my belt. Let the record show I held my belt.
Did it make your voice a little deeper?
Yeah, I think it did. I added a little drawl.
Dropped it down a few decibels.
Jack.
Well, son, you can't be a man unless you wear Levi's and I smoke cigarettes.
You can't forget about your cowboy boots and your chew tobacco. And that's all I have. I mean, I'm English trying to
John Wayne was from London, maybe.
Was he?
Perfect. All right.
Perfect. I think mine was the best.
Yeah, yours was T-Bone.
You put a lot of effort into it, you know? Like,
yeah.
The belt thing.
The belt.
All right, our final impression is someone we all love, Jerry Seinfeld. You know Jerry Seinfeld, of course. Chris, Jack?
Yeah, he's
I'm just making sure because I didn't want to have to
I know
do
who
a whole
he is. One of our segments of the show is based on him. Anyway, go first. I want to hear yours.
So, I walk in the store and they're out of soap. What's the deal with being out of soap?
That was so shrill. Oh, man.
Everyone's radios is broke.
Do you have all these lines I've written down?
No, I'm just thinking of them all the time.
Okay.
Anybody can take a reservation. It's the keeping that's the hard part. That's from the show.
Oh.
I know that one line. Anyway.
It's about
Nate. C-Bone.
Okay. I'm going to try the same line as you, Josh.
All right.
Anyone can take the reservation. It's keeping the reservation that matters. Okay. I've given up.
Great.
Chris.
You should have found some like Scottish impressions, you know? Like,
No.
We'll do one. We'll just do impromptu Sean Connery.
Do it.
All right. I'll do mine. We'll just do it like real quick because we have to be heading out.
We have a few more minutes.
Just a few more minutes here.
All right, go.
Indiana Jones, we have to go find the crusade of the last crusade.
That turned into like Richard Nixon.
It's me.
Yeah, that's
Sean Connery.
Okay, I'm cutting you off.
Okay.
It's the hunt for Red October. All right.
My name's Bond. James Bond. Right, that's all I have. you do know Sean Connery.
Of course, So we watched Goldfinger together.
Member. I was just trying to think of something I knew he would say, and he definitely said that.
He definitely has said that.
I vote Chris.
That film is also extremely sexist. Like,
oh, Goldfinger. Yeah, when we watched that, we should do a whole episode on Goldfinger.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. He forces himself onto people. It's pretty messed up.
Anyway, in our 10 seconds, say a word.
Well, we don't have to be 10 seconds, but
thank you guys for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
And, just a shout out to all my BCIT colleagues for our exams in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's good luck, guys.
Good luck, everyone.
Do well. Yeah, good luck.
So that was good, but I'll just say a random word now.
A random word.
Yeah, just the first word that comes to your mind. Because it'll be the episode title. So we all go around each word. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
we make
like
a phrase.
It's always sunny at UBC.
No, that's
no,
like
one word.
One word. Okay. That was good though, but one word.
It's Jack's favorite show. sunshine.
Lollipops.
Turds.
All right, sunshine.
sunshine, lollipops, and turds. Nice one, Jack.